Hi there, Kate. I am going to give you feedback on your Module 3 learning assignments activity in this audio podcast. I want to make sure to point you to the general feedback that I gave that everyone in the class should listen to. So there's one of the files there in the podcast is from me and contains general feedback that I want to make sure that you listen to in addition to this individual feedback that I'm going to give you here in this podcast. So I did review the second draft of your learning activities assignment, and I, you know, that the Alice in Wonderland metaphor is interesting. And I'm wondering how you came upon that idea. And I wonder if it's appropriate for your topic and your audience. I mean, I guess I'll leave that up to you to decide. It's interesting and maybe it works. It's just kind of curious. And so I'm just mentioning it to make sure that you know that you think that through or that you have thought that through. I do think it's clever and you know when you have a metaphor like that, it does it adds something to kind of to the story that you're telling about your content and your approach to it, and so it can be very effective. I'm just wondering if it's appropriate for your topic and your audience. But you know, like I said, I like it and I think that it's interesting and could you know work, and it does look like it works. So I love the VoiceThread activity. I think this is an excellent use of that tool for introductions and to gain prior knowledge and understanding about the experiences and lessons learned from your students. So I think that's a very good activity that you have planned. And I'm pleased to see that you're using that tool. I like how you're using Prezi and VoiceThread together also to present information and then check comprehension. I think that's a very good approach. You always need to make sure that you have a mechanism to check on understanding and comprehension. And so it seems to me that by combining those two activities, the passive Prezi and then the active discussion using VoiceThread that you'll be very able to check comprehension. I'm a little confused about discussion in your course. It's unclear whether or not you're going to actually have you know, the typical written discussion forums in addition to some of the VoiceThread discussions that you are doing. And so it's kind of hard for me to give feedback because I don't really understand how you are or if you're doing this. And it's also hard to give you feedback without actually seeing the discussion prompts that you will use and how you are labeling different activities and the different ways that you're going to label things to structure the content of the course and of the layout and activities of the course. So I guess I'll have to wait to see how that ends up looking in your course to give you feedback on that. Just keep in mind that how you structure the course with the labels and the titles of things is very, very important. And to the comprehension from the student perspective and to the logic and pacing and sequencing of the course, it's very important. And it's hard to give you detail on that, to give you feedback on that without the detail. I love what you're doing, that you're doing group work and reflections blogs. I think you start mentioning that. Either in module two or three. I think it's three. And I wonder where and when and how they're going to set up their blogs. That's really unclear from the learning activity. So I would have expected to see somewhere in module one, probably, or in module two, an activity that directs the students to create the blog, when, how, and where. And then an activity that directs their actual reflection. So, and you do have it in module three. What did you learn in this module? And that's very good. But I don't see a title. You can't just call it Reflections Blog. That is what it is. But what is the title of the actual activity? So it could be something like, what did you learn? Or, I don't know, something. So give that thought as you're constructing this in your course. You say that all the groups are going to participate in a discussion, but it's unclear. It almost seems, like I said earlier, like all of the discussions in the course are going to be in VoiceThread, and I'm not sure if that's the best approach to only have VoiceThread as the place where you have discussions. So think that through some more. I love that you indicate that the students are going to learn about and teach each other about 5S. I don't know what 5S is, but I like this approach very much, to have them learn about and teach each other a topic. I think that's very effective. Again, you know, I'm looking for discussion prompts and how you're going to label activities, and so that's kind of missing from this assignment. I love that you're using a case study. I love that you're having them brainstorm how to apply what they've learned in this course to their jobs. I love the interview activity. I was thinking as I was reading this later in the later modules, I wonder if you could have them create an individual action plan to take to their jobs based on what they learned in your class. You know, have something concrete where they're actually applying the concepts that you're teaching them in the course to their actual jobs. And maybe that's intended here, but, you know, actually calling it an action plan and calling attention to the fact that they're doing this activity that they will then actually be able to apply would be kind of cool. At the end, you talk about having them write a 5-page paper. And based on the question that I see there, I'm just wondering if they're going to have enough material to write 5 pages on. And then it's kind of muddy because you incorporate getting feedback on the course, it looks like, into that activity. And so it's unclear if that's part of the 5-page paper or not. So my recommendation would be that you separate the paper from the course feedback. So perhaps these are two separate assignments. That you then really think through, you know, the purpose of asking for feedback is to understand from the student perspective their experience in the course. And so I would recommend that you take a look in the course manual. I have specific questions that you can ask to your students to help guide that feedback so that it'll be really useful to you when you review and revise the course the next time for the next delivery. In the last module, you mentioned that the assignments are online and in person, and that's very confusing. I don't understand that. Is this a hybrid course? Meaning, is it partly face-to-face and partly online? That wasn't clear in this assignment from the beginning. And I thought you had students that were like in Europe. And so I thought that this was a fully online course. So kind of confusing, and I don't, or maybe it means that some is synchronous, so that you're going to do some activity synchronous. But in that case, I don't see any activities listed in this learning activities assignment about any synchronous activities. So, so that's unclear. Overall, I think that it looks good from what I can see. You know, I think you have a really good start here. I think you have some really interesting ideas and approaches, and I'm going to look forward to seeing how this all comes together as you lay it out in your course. All right, thanks.